Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Money moves to third. Scott moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Hegan moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is hit by the pitch. Doug Griffin pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Dick McAuliffe now playing third base. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Money takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Money steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. Money moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Money scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Scott steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into left field. Briggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Briggs. Cooper moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-1 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Thomas scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Brewers. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 8-5, Brewers. Dick Drago now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garcia moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garcia scores. It's 9-5, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards second. Griffin picks up the ball and throws Berry out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter scoops up the ball and tags Guerrero for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Clyde Wright now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Benitez pinch hits for Fred Lynn. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia catches it and throws to third to double up Cooper. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Juan Benitez now playing center field. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Benitez. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guerrero moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Drago covering, for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Beniquez strikes out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Burleson now playing third base. Diego Segui now pitching. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive towards third. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Montgomery is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-4 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.